mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I've been surprised by how slow the news has moved. Listening to broadcasts this morning, this afternoon, in some time zones, most people don't even know that Jerry Schindler Schiavo died about 2 hours ago. And just a few hours short of 14 days, this afternoon, it would have been 14 days since she had her feeding tube that delivered water and sustenance to her. And she is now dead. Quite a fighter. And for those that don't know, on the record, I'm going to try to go over the history, the admitted history of what happened to her. She was able to walk with assistance, able to talk. And then as soon after her collapse, and after she won a malpractice suit, her husband got the money, promising that it was to take care of her for the next 50 years. That's why the jury gave them $1 million. As soon as he got it, as soon as he got the money, he locked her in a dark room for 10 years and wouldn't let him treat her bed sores, infections, wouldn't let him brush her teeth. This poor woman has been tortured brutally for the last 10 years, and the pain ended a couple hours ago at the hands of her torturers. They finally murdered her. And they called it treatment. She was receiving her treatment. And you talk to the general public, they still don't know the details of this case. They still don't understand what happened with this tragedy, with this travesty of humanity and of injustice. And the globalists made this a big story. The alternative media exposed it first. I mean, we talked about this 4 years ago before the mainstream news ever touched it. And they tried to use her as a poster child of disinformation and lies, claiming she was in a vegetative state and not a poor woman locked in solitary confinement for 10 years. And they tried to spin their lies and sell us on their propaganda, and we have been countering it. And it's been very educational for people who didn't understand the New World Order agenda for eugenics. Terry now is a martyr for the pro-life movement, the anti-state-sponsored and controlled euthanasia movement. I don't have a problem with dignity in dying, and if you don't want to be resuscitated or don't want to be on life support, but Terry wasn't on life support, folks. She could eat Jell-O. She could talk. Until they took all the support away and locked her in solitary confinement. By the way, many grown men die if they're left in solitary confinement for a year. You can put a grown man, muscular, healthy, in solitary confinement for a year, and they'll start chewing holes in their flesh. They'll go crazy. They'll pull all their hair out. Their hair will fall out because they don't have the vitamins that you need from sunlight. Michael Cockroach Schiavo wouldn't even allow, again, the blinds to be opened or her to go outside for the last decade. And a lot of you out there that think not drinking water feels so good, how about you don't drink for the next 3 days? After that, it could be lethal. I don't recommend you do. But just since it feels so good, I've heard you on the news and on talk radio how good it feels, don't drink for 3 days. And if you really are tough stuff, don't drink for 5 or 6. Tell me how it feels when your mouth starts bleeding and you start having convulsions and dry heaves for 24 hours in a row. Do it. Put your body where your mouth is. I didn't drink for 1 day, and it was after about 15 hours of not drinking, it became irritating. It started itching. My mouth was dry. A day was enough for me. Why don't you do it for 14?
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're in a culture war. It's true. But it's not so much the conservatives versus the liberals as it is the people that are informed about the New World Order and the social architects that are setting up a worldwide prison planet. It's between those of us that know what's going on, the mass of people that are still in the dark, though they're starting to get an inkling that there is a light at the entrance to the cave, and you have the controllers who have a vested interest in keeping us in the dark and dumbing us down even further. Terry Schindler Schiavo, we like to call her Terry Schindler because, well, her husband has been married to another woman, common law, for a decade and has had 2 children with her, has abandoned her. Terry died today. And I'm surprised by how slowly news travels. I'm really not hearing it discussed on talk radio. I'm sure soon everyone will learn of it. Well, we learned of it even before the Drudge Report learned of it. I was sitting there reading news articles about the free trade area, the Americas, the end of U.S. sovereignty, mainstream news articles out of Canada. I was reading an article about the toll roads to go in all over the country. when NPR was on in the background, and they just said, this just in. So NPR, I guess, had it first, and I was listening, so I heard it. I was listening to the Rockefeller Carnegie Endowment-funded propaganda machine of neoliberalism, and began scanning CNN and the Associated Press, and they didn't have it for 30 minutes or so. We did have it, I guess, really first on the Internet that I'm aware of at prisonplanet.com. But I'm shocked that hours and hours and hours later, still most people are not aware that almost 14 days, she was just about 3 hours short of 14 days or 2 full weeks of no water or food. And the media, the controlled media, much of which the actual tactics and the way they frame the stories, the dominant people in the media were actually trained by CIA officers and psychiatrists and advertising pitchmen on how to brainwash the public. That is, most people in the media aren't being paid like Armstrong Williams. Thousands are, though. Even though there's hundreds of millions of dollars of fake newscasts that Lord Bush has paid for, and hundreds of millions more he's going to pay for. He says he doesn't apologize. Bill Clinton wasn't the first to start the process paying off the media, but he was the first to really radically expand it. Now Bush has dwarfed that. But talk about hidden in plain view. I'm listening to NPR, and they go, the family wasn't with them. The family wasn't with Terry. They were busy doing something. Again, real subtle propaganda. The family wasn't with Terry when she died. They were busy talking to the media when it happened, but now they're with her praying with the body. And I thought, isn't that strange? They gave her last rites on Monday. Excuse me, Sunday night, expected her to die Monday or Tuesday. Most people would. She was very tough. After a decade of abuse, vicious abuse, she'd gotten hardened in many ways. The internal hospital term is a gomer. People that have had so many insults to their nervous system, most people normally die, but if you survive it, it actually strengthens you. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger. Very few people can survive even 10, 11 days without water, folks. She went almost 14. 13 days and 9 hours. Unbelievable. But talk about hidden in plain view. I heard that piece of propaganda, and I said, that doesn't seem right. And then in an Associated Press article that came out hours later, in a CNN article that came out hours later, hidden in plain view, and we've since confirmed this, it turns out that since yesterday, Schiavo, Michael Schiavo, would not let the family in to see her. Because, folks, the wrenching, the convulsions, this isn't something they want the family to be able to see and then go talk to the media. And that's what happens in the hours before death. So, he's such a nice guy, folks, wouldn't let the family in to see her. And then the media spins it to where they were busy talking to the media. And we wrote a story yesterday, Paul Watson did, about all these sicko leftist pro-death blogs making fun of her, calling her names. When is that bleeper going to die? Calling her the state vegetable of Florida. I mean, these are big establishment blogs. And I heard people making jokes about her in the stores. I was in a gas station today, and somebody made a snide comment. I said, Terry died. I've been out driving around doing errands, and my car ran out of gas. That was fun, pushing it to a gas station. But I get into the gas station, and, Terry Schiavo died. Yeah, good. I'm sick of hearing about it. Just such a callous attitude of people. But just so disgusting. Terry Schiavo dies. Michael Schiavo prevents begging parents, that's a quote, from seeing her last moments. They have done it. They have executed someone via a war crime banned by the Geneva Convention right in front of our faces. Michael Schiavo can now go home to the woman he left Terry for all those years ago and marry her and go back to his children, I would add. CNN is reporting O'Donnell, one of the family's spiritual advisors, said the parents and the siblings were begging to be at her bedside but were being denied. Michael Schiavo, this is the latest CNN story out, was Terry's guardian and controlled who could visit her and when, close quote. How obvious now is this to everybody just how much of a monster Michael Schiavo is. Terry Schiavo, the severely brain-damaged woman whose final years of tethered to a feeding tube sparked a bitter feud over the fate that divided a family and a nation, died Thursday, her husband's attorney said. And this sicko was talking about how beautiful it was as the blood dripped from her eyes and mouth. Oh, it's so beautiful. Yeah, Hitler thought burning cities and dead bodies was beautiful. Oh, boy. These people are taking over. And so the average person will never learn of this, even if they watch CNN or read the quotes. They'll never put two and two together. Hidden in plain view. What? He wouldn't let them into Seer? And he would let them see her an hour a day, and they had to get that through court orders. They could never be alone with her. They couldn't touch her the last few years. And when Schiavo would come into the room, I mean, there's dozens of witnesses, nurses, doctors of this, she would cry and look at him with fear and shake. Her family came in, she'd smile and giggle, and you could just see it in her poor eyes. But for those that don't know, I guess I have to keep repeating this. I thought people would learn about this, but people still don't understand. She was able to walk with aid. She was able to turn her head. She was able to eat Jell-O and drink water and juice. She could say potty when she used the bathroom. She could say mommy, help me when she needed help. Or she could say I'm in pain when she was in pain. She could have been rehabilitated to a great extent. And as soon as he went to court and he said, give me $1 million, I need to be able to take care of her for at least 50 years. This is in the civil suit. This is in the testimony. This is in the agreement. This is in the findings of the jury. $1 million. $300,000 went to him to take care of her. And as soon as he got the money, he acted real nice to the family. As soon as he got the money, he suddenly said, that's it. Close the blinds. Keep her in the dark. Don't wash her. Don't take care of her. And they tortured her to the point of just her limbs going into, you know, a tightened rictus, her body becoming scrofulous and flaking and abscesses. Literal hell on earth. So, they shouldn't have just tried to get the feeding tube back in for her to have, for the torture to end. They would have to got her and taken care of her and gotten custody away from Schiavo. I mean, folks, if you spank your children, which, by the way, isn't even illegal, just can't do harm, they'll still take your children. No court order, no nothing. CPS shows up and does it all the time. Child and adult protective agencies do this. If they didn't, the governor could have done it. He didn't. They use it as a political football. And the globalists use this to get everybody divided against each other. And it works like a charm. And we're one step closer to mass euthanasia in this country. And don't try to equate this with your father dying of cancer who's in total pain and doesn't want any food or water. That's their business. That is death with dignity. This is a woman who never said she wanted to be killed. This is a person who told one story till he got the money and then told another. But as usual, we've got a dumbed down mass of people that don't know their head from a hole in the ground, feeding at the trough of media lies. We'll take your calls when we get back. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-259-9231. A bunch of other news as well. Stay with us.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience, who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. It gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good.
Oh, just a programming note before we go straight to your calls of your internet listeners. You can go to GCNLive.com, and during the day from 11 to 2 Central, I'm on all four streams, 1 through 4. But two of those streams knock you off after 25 minutes, the 16-bit streams. The little 8-bits are unlimited, and I know stream 1 isn't unlimited. And so is 2. So if you're having trouble getting kicked off, you can just go to stream 1 or 2. And then at night, I'm on streams. Streams am I on at night? Well, we'll tell you later. but Let's go ahead and go to the calls again. Terry Schindler is dead after 10 years of solitary confinement and brutal torture, the likes of which not even our airmen who were shot down over northern Vietnam went through. They normally die after 2 or 3 years of solitary confinement. And this is some of the most brutal forms of torture known in a dark room for 10 years. Imagine not a drink of water down her parched throat. And it's just horrible. And Michael Chavo, according to affidavits by a nurse that treated her for over a year and others, said, "When is that bitch going to die? Excuse my French." And she's dead now, sir. You can go back to your wife of 10 years and the two children you've had and just hope you enjoy yourself. I wouldn't want to be in your shoes. You reap what you sow. And I don't think anybody should do anything to Mr. Schiavo because God's going to punish him. He is cursed. I'm going to tell Schiavo right now, and I've lived long enough to know this stuff is real, folks. Whatever you do comes back on you. You are cursed, buddy. You're not going to have to wait till you die to go to hell to be punished. People like you, all of you, are cursed. And that's what the pastor told Judge Greer when he kicked him out of the church. He told him, he said, this is on your soul. This is in your final days when you're an old man, you're going to think about what you did. You're going to be haunted by this. So Terry's out of her pain with her creator. And Michael Schiavo, that little puppet of the New World Order. Let's go to the call. Scott in Michigan, then Deborah, Lynn, George, and others. Scott, go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Alex, for having me on again. But on the Schiavo case, it's very sad to hear that she's dead now. I mean, it's pretty much torture that her husband was doing to her. Really bad torture.
It's not pretty much. It is brutal torture.
Yeah, really brutal. But we didn't expect, me and my stepdad didn't believe it was going to go down this way. We thought that right, the last second before she died, the finally Jeb Bush and President Bush, all those guys had finally put
She was, sir, for yeah. all intents and purposes, she was dead 2 days ago.
Oh, she was dead 2 days ago?
Well, no, she died this morning, but you go 12 days without water, it's over for you.
Yeah, well, we were just thinking that before she died, they'd put the tube back in and people would be wanting, or she would die like she just did. And people will be yelling at the government for not getting involved and stuff like that, and now they're going to probably
Some of these phony libertarians say the government shouldn't be involved. The government was involved. It's the government doing all this.
Yeah. But, sorry, my throat's kind of sore right now, but we're thinking that because the courts kept on ruling and saying, you know, we're going to not put her feeding tube back in and all that stuff, we thought that they're going to start passing laws saying that ever since she's died now, people want to have this type of law. We're going to have the control of everybody's feeding tube type issue, like kind of like Terry Schiavo's.
Yeah, I hear you. I appreciate the call, Scott. The government's already involved. They use this as a way to introduce it to you as a groundbreaking, ice-breaking case. Let me explain this again. Hundreds of people that we know the names of beg for food. May I please have water and food? No, you said you didn't want medical procedures. Well, I know now that I did. I didn't know a feeding tube was that. I broke my neck in the automobile accident. Please feed me. No, you're dead because Governor Bush passed a law in Texas that you've gone off your insurance. The state's paying for it, so we're going to kill you now. And they kill you. And this is going on all over the country. Deborah in Michigan. Deborah, go ahead.
Hi, I just have a few things I'd like to say that most people are not aware of.
Sure.
There is a federal law in this country which is called spousal abandonment. It's a felony, and which would have applied in this case when he moved in with his girlfriend.
Yeah, that deals with federal child support or alimony, and you're absolutely right.
Right, and then he should have legally been removed as her guardian because of spousal abandonment.
Anybody else would have been.
Yeah,
you got a couple dirty dishes in your sink, the CPS will take your children.
Right. Now, the thing
Stay there. I'll let you finish up. Deborah on the other side. You're making good points. Stay there. And I don't support the overreaching and the out-of-control behavior of adult and child protective services. And I've told you this. I've used hundreds of examples. When you've got real abuse, they do nothing. But when they've got quotas, we'll be right back. I'll explain it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diomedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Chances are, you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, and we'll help you get coverage from highly rated insurance companies across the United States with some of the best rates in the country. Here's the number, 1-800-701-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free. Call Matrix Direct now at 1-800-701-TERM. 1-800-701-TERM. That's 1-800-701-TERM.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
The caller brings up a really important issue. And you know, we don't just shoot our mouths off here. I've been researching this case for 4 years. Four orbits of the Earth around the Sun, okay? Four times 365 days. It's really almost over 4 years. And let me explain this. The governor could have instantly launched a criminal investigation because you have sworn affidavits of two nurses and two doctors alleging abuse with evidence. After she had her little accident, and then, of course, right when she came into the hospital. And at first, he wasn't going to allow an autopsy last week. Then he said, okay, I will, but you can't trust which medical examiner they're going to send her to, because medical examiners have become very political. Look at Fahmy Malik, the Arkansas state medical examiner Clinton had, who would say that people could shoot themselves twice in the head with a shotgun in the back of the head, or cut their own arms and legs off and put their own bodies in plastic bags and pour gasoline on themselves. By the way, I'm not joking about that. Or could machine gun themselves off the road or stab themselves 25 times apiece and then lay their bodies on railroad tracks. So there's no end to what these people will do and what they will say and what they will push. The governor could have done something. The legislature could have done something. Family and Child Protective Services could have done something. They did nothing. Well, frankly, because of the pressure. Adult and Children Protective Services in Florida was sending state police with investigators to seize Terry last week, and the Pinellas County Sheriff and Police Department said, we are going to physically, this was in the Associated Press, repulse you. We are going to physically say no to you. And we are preparing to hold off the National Guard if need be. Folks, I'm not joking. This was in the news. Didn't get a lot of play, but it was on the news wires. Now, to be clear, the sheriff is the most powerful person in the county because they're elected. And they can throw the feds out. A sheriff can stop the feds because they're under the state constitution. They cannot stop the governor, and they cannot stop the state police. They trump the sheriff. But in this case, about like a bunch of cowards, they did nothing. There'd have been a couple dirty plates in the sink. They'd have taken, you know, the whole family of children and put them all on Ritalin and Prozac. And we see this over and over again. But Deborah in Michigan, finish up what you were saying.
Okay.
Then Lynn, George, Ruth Ann, and John. Go ahead.
Okay, what I would like to say is that both Bush brothers, they won their elections. Well, we know the elections were sort of rigged, but they got the support of the conservatives on their pro-life issues. Now, neither one, in reality, have done anything that they could do to, you know, to honor what they, you know, the platform they ran on.
No, they've been appointing people like Alberto Gonzalez, who was for total abortion and 12-year-olds not having to tell their parents when they go have abortions.
Right.
He's appointing all these pro-abortion people to all the federal benches. And he's out Clinton and Clinton, and you're absolutely right.
Right, and Jen, even the president had the right to stop what they were doing to her, and he did nothing. Now, the other thing I want to ask you, and you may know this because I don't know.
Ma'am, I'm going to be frank with you. Because federal laws were being violated, the attorney general could direct an investigation, but he could not trump the state. But they had a pliant state with his own brother. So you're right, they could have been allowed in. Now, the governor could have done something.
Now, what I'd like to know, and you may know this, and then I'll hang up, how do you think this is going to affect, in the future, people with disabilities and the elderly? What do you think this is going to do? All euthanasia?
Yes, it is. Thanks for the call. It's already been going on. The former editor of the Wall Street Journal, best-selling author, writes for dozens of major publications. He's a liberal. Wesley Smith. He goes to the hospitals. He's listed hundreds of names. People who can go bowling. You know, they've even got use of their arms. Mr. Winland. Other cases where people are going, clearly, with perfect diction, or perfect pronunciation. I guess diction is writing. May I have food and water, honey? No, you've been ordered to be killed. The bioethics board says so. The governor passed a law before he left to be presidente. He passed it, what, 1999, that if you go on Medicaid or Medicare and your expenses go over $500,000, they kill you. Huh. But the so-called pro-lifers don't want to talk about that because they're not really pro-life. It's about feeling good. They don't want to win. They don't want to take this country back. Bush has the executive. He has 30-plus governors. He has a big majority in the House and Senate. And what are we seeing? Gun control, open borders, record government budgets, abortion. Look, Bush does stuff like he cuts $87 million for abortion funding in the U.N. and then overall increases U.N. funding $3 million, and abortion funding gets increased by about $400 million. It's smoke and mirrors. Okay, I want to read this quote, and then we'll go to your calls. Lynn and George and Ruth and John and others, toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Steve Quayle, a few weeks ago, he was going to be on to talk about Lucifer's Luggage, Suitcase Nukes in America, his new book. He was going to be on Coast to Coast AM tonight, but he had to cancel that, too. A couple weeks ago, his main manager at his business, Safe Trek, was in a motorcycle accident. Almost got killed. He had to cancel then. And then now his wife, 2 days ago, in a skiing accident. They live up in Montana, in Billings. They live in the... She went to Billings for medical treatment. Broke her shoulder in four places. And I talked to him this morning. He sounded pretty distraught. But so we should pray for Steve. So Steve won't be on today. He'll be on next week. I mean, this stuff comes in threes. We hope something else doesn't happen. But pray for her. I'm trying to get a hold of Paul Watson. I like getting him on once a week. We've had so many guests, we haven't had a chance to have him on. If we can get a hold of Lord Watson, we will get him on from the United Kingdom in the middle of the next hour. But we're going to have open phones on the broadcast. But I just want to read this. For all those people that criticize those that drove to Pinellas County to protest and defend Terry and all those that got arrested trying to bring her water and those that criticize me for covering this case and those that criticize me for making documentary films that I say you can make copies of, that isn't enough. I'm evil because I sell videos, period. Just for all of those critics out there, I want to tell you what Teddy Roosevelt had to say. It's one of my favorite quotations. Well, first off, I'll give you Mark Twain's. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Continuing, this is Teddy Roosevelt. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions? Oh, yes. Who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who never know victory nor defeat. Shame on the man of cultivated taste who permits refinement to develop into fastidiousness that unfits him for doing the rough work of a workday world. Among the free peoples who govern themselves, thus is but a small field of useful open for the men who cloistered life, who shrink from contact with their fellows. And that's part of the speech you never heard. It goes on for about 15 pages. I'm tempted to try to read this whole thing sometime on the air. But the reason I bring that up is every day I probably get 15 emails saying, look, I've checked out what you're saying. The New World Order's real. I read the documents. I read it on the government's own websites. It's all true, but why are you still alive? Well, number one, because there's a God in heaven. And because of providence. And because throughout history, it also seems that evil respects those that fight it and, frankly, shrink from it. You know, it's the old thing, and when you're playing football, if you go 110%, you don't get hurt. It's the one down where you don't go full speed that you get hurt. Almost every time, folks. You got to go full speed. And people ask me, you know, why are you still alive? Well, there's another reason. If they kill me, it only makes people pay more attention to my work. But there's an even bigger reason. There's now thousands and thousands of prominent fighters. And there's more and more of us every day. And 20, 30 years ago, they would kill people that talked about the New World Order in almost every case. And they still do kill folks, routinely. But that hasn't deterred us from more people standing up and going forward. And you're not safe not fighting this. You think you're safe in the shadows? That's where the monsters, the sadists of the New World Order lurk. They count on you timidly going into the night. To paraphrase Alexander Solzhenitsyn in Gulag Archipelago, he said, you know, what would have happened when the secret police went out to arrest people every night, he mentioned Stalingrad in particular, if when the secret police went out to grab people each night, if we would have met them in the stairwells, in the dark alleys with pokers and hatchets and knives, pretty soon they wouldn't be going out at night. Pretty soon it all would have fallen apart, but people sat there and quietly went along with it. He said, oh, how we later burned in the camps, burned with anger, and anger at ourselves that we didn't stand up. When you lick boots, folks, you get abused. When you're a bull, when you stand up and fight, the wolves move on to easier quarry. You understand that? You understand that? Wolves go after the babies. They go after the weak. They go after the lame. They go after the hyenas go after the wildebeest that broke its leg and got left behind by the others. The owl goes after the little field mouse. It doesn't go after you, a Homo sapiens sapien, with our giant brains and our intellects and our cunning and our honor. We are the most powerful, vicious creatures, the ultimate predator, and the predator class of our own species, a deranged, aberrant subspecies, has literally turned us into its prey, and I'm here to tell you, I'm not your prey. You may be able to circle me one night, a whole pack of you, and you may rip my guts out, but I will be a bull, and I will fight you to the end, and I will gore you, and I will go down fighting. You're not safe when you're like a little rabbit shivering. Let's all turn into bulls. Let's turn into sheepdogs. You heard the analogy of the sheepdog that Mark Cornegie likes to use, political prisoner right now in prison in Michigan. The people behave like sheep, and we see the wolves that run our society, and they love it that we're sheep, and they try to train more of us to behave like sheep so their job's easier. They're a bunch of Judas goats. But we're not wolves, but we're not sheep. We're sheepdogs. We hate wolves. We can't stand wolves, and we're so sick of you being mindless sheep. So for people that ask me this question, look, I've already won. Do you understand that? The New World Order could kill me tomorrow. I have already won. I have lived a life. I have had courage. I have done the best I could. I have been in the arena. I have told the truth. I have stood up for the little guy. I have followed my genetic code that God put into me to defend the weak, to defend the tribe, to defend humanity. I have followed my instincts. I have followed my spirit. I have done the right thing, and I've been in the arena. And so for all the detractors, you just go ahead and detract all day. You look at the man in the arena, and you say whatever you want. But I am in the arena, and I want you to join me in the arena, and we outnumber these wolves 1,000 to 1. They're trying to warp our minds right now and turn more people into wolves so they have a greater force. But for every action, there's an equal or greater reaction. And so more of our number are growing. There's more sheepdogs every day. So come out of the shadows and face them down and have strength. All right, let's talk to Lynn in Toronto, Canada. Go ahead, Lynn.
Yeah, hello there. I'm calling regarding an issue that not too many people talk about regarding Terry Schindler. She was victimized by the courts, victimized by the government, and it looks as though certain people in the left, certain people on the right, they've
been. For those who don't know, she died a few hours ago from torture.
I know that. And sheer torture beyond, you know, there are no words for what she's been through, none. But, you know, her family depended on lawyers, okay? And I'm a document examiner up here, and I do a lot of court work, and I see a lot of people screwed, okay? And I try to talk to them about their lawyer. I say, he's cutting your throat. They don't listen to me, but I'm very interested in, you know, in these cases. So I got on the internet and tried to find documents relating to the actual motion. How did they word their motions with these judges? Couldn't find them. And, you know, the judge just sits up at the top of the, he sits at the top of the room, and he just listens to a lawyer and the other lawyer, and whoever has the best argument, he will go in that favor.
Well, that's not really what they do. They go off precedent.
Well, I don't know.
Or they try to. Well, I'm telling you how it works.
I know. They do that too. But I think it's interesting that Richard Mellon Gaife, who is a very big name in certain groups like the foundation, the Round Table, it's called. And
okay.
Lots of bucks. And supposedly it's a pro-life group. Well, I have big concerns because lawyers, they had so much meat to work with. And why did they not bring, like, her assault by this guy, alleged assault? Why
no,
was
I agree
brought
with
up?
You.
There's something
Listen,
big
the,
missing.
Their arguments were lame in court. Thanks for the call. George in Arizona. George, go ahead.
Good morning, Alex.
Hello.
I really appreciated those quotes from Teddy Roosevelt. He was a great man.
Well, thank you. What else is on your mind?
Yes, I've got a question out of sheer curiosity. You know, over the past few weeks, we've heard so much about Harry and the Schindlers, her parents, and their Catholic beliefs. And there has never been, to my knowledge, one word about her husband and his religious beliefs. And on local talk radio here in Arizona, I've heard him mention that he was an Italian Catholic. I've heard it mentioned that he was Jewish. I'm just wondering if you know anything about that.
Supposedly he was a Catholic, but he's really not practicing. I don't really. I mean, she's dead now, and what does it matter?
Well, I was just curious because I don't know. The man seems to be truly evil.
Well, he's supposedly very domineering, and I mean, we know from the record he said he wanted to take care of her. As soon as he got the money, he didn't want to take care of her.
Right.
I mean, he's a piece of trash. And there's no debating it. You know, we're going to have to break here in just a second, but I do appreciate your call. Anything else, George?
The last thing I'd like to mention is that I listened carefully to not only Shortwave, but most of the talk show hosts, and it seems to the man, they seem to be almost entirely on his side and against her. And
I hear you. Thanks for the call.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Well, Terry Schiavo Schindler is dead after almost 14 days of dehydration and pure torture. They've redefined it as good. No, we're giving her treatment. We don't want to put her feeding tube in, I heard last Friday, because, well, she's terminally ill now, and giving her water might hurt her. I actually heard some of these government doctors saying that. Now, this is the mass mental illness. We'll go to Ruth Ann, John, Brett, John, James, and others here in just a moment. Wide open phones throughout the broadcast. There is a bunch of other news I'll be getting to as well. Before I go back to your calls, my new film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, is out on DVD. The DVD has 25 extra minutes of material, so it's a little over 3 hours long. The VHS is 2 hours, 35 minutes long. It covers the latest police state developments, what really happened on 9/11, the most complete, focused, documented, just the stuff you can prove, proving the globalists carried out 9/11. Then it spends a full hour on the Bush-Nazi connection, the Arnold-Nazi connection, the secret death cults that run all this, going into the Illuminati and Skull and Bones. It is powerful. It is all documented. $25.95 to get it on VHS or DVD. It's really three films in one. But get a second video. If you want to buy one and buy another as a gift for $19.95, and get a third one for $15. So get three of these and save about $18. Three of the new film when you order on VHS or DVD. You can order on Infowars.com via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Watch clips of the film right there. Read about it. Or you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a membership, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. Watch the new film in its entirety, all my other films, books, other videos, my weekly TV reports, and a lot more. Go check it out for yourself, PrisonPlanet.tv, to watch it online. Or you can watch big, large sections of it for free there as well. Believe me, you don't want to miss this film. It's powerful. Really exposes the globalist. Or call toll-free to get your DVD or VHS, 1-888-253-3139. When you call, ask about some of the other specials we're running. 1-888-253-3139. And later in the next hour, I'll give you the mailing address as well. That's 888-253-3139. Ruth Ann in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding. Welcome, Ruth Ann.
Hi. For the past 2 years, I've been friends and in contact with a girl who is friends with the Schindlers, and I've been very close to this case, followed it very closely. And towards the end of this, I was trying to persuade her to stop focusing on the courts and at least get them to start fighting for an independent autopsy. They had an independent doctor who's a specialist in ligate strangulation, a forensics guy.
She had fractures in her neck, and the doctor that first treated her said there was evidence that she'd been brutalized.
Well, the Schindlers apparently have not done this, and I was urging her for days here, go for the autopsy, make it public on the media that you want this independent. But now it seems to me like they're going with the government autopsy, and I think they're making a big mistake.
Yeah, I agree with you, and it really makes me worry about who's advising them.
Me too. That other caller from Canada was saying, who are their lawyers or who's advising these people? I mean, the system let them down once. I can't believe they're trusting the system. They are allowed to have an independent expert in there. Dr. Bodden said so on TV the last few days. They're allowed to have it videotaped. You know, they have these rights. They don't have to beg for these. It's part of the system that they are allowed to do
this. Well, it is. All of this is part of our basic system, but the basics of the system are all being ignored in this case.
I think they're going to get railroaded on the autopsy, too, and it's going to end up, I don't know where, just a big question mark.
We have the original medical reports.
At least that, yes. And the other thing I wanted to ask you, because I don't understand this, and it's a big question mark that's been hanging over this case forever, and that is that insurance company called Jurter and Sentenzi Insurance Company. That was, the address was at Jody Sentenzi's house with Michael Chivo.
Yeah.
They had an insurance company. They sold it for $40 million. To the Philadelphia Consolidated Holding Company. Why would Jody and Michael have an insurance company? What is going on there with this insurance company that they are...
I don't know the details. We'll be right back. Second hour.